We know that there's a famous concept in Chazal that Itzumo Shel Yom Mechaper, that the very day, the very essence of the day of Yom Kippur itself is Mechaper. The Rambam in Hilchot Tshuva in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel quotes this idea and says, Va'atzmo Shel Yom Mechaper L'Shavim. And really, if you look at the broader context, the Rambam is talking about different things that bring about kapara, such as karbanot, such as mitat betin, such as tshuva. And one of the things that is mechaper is Yom Kippur itself. But where does this idea of Itzumo Shel Yom Mechaper come from? There's actually a beautiful interpretation of the pasuk found in Chazal, hiding in plain sight, that I believe is often overlooked and missed, but it's really a fascinating pshat. In Perek Tetzayin, Pasuk Lamed in Vayikra, in Parsha Achrimot, it says, Ki vayom hazeh yechaper aleichem l'tahir etchem, etc. The way that that's usually understood, I believe, is Ki vayom hazeh yechaper. Bayom hazeh is understood as on this day, meaning a description of when. On Yom Kippur, on the 10th of Tishrei, that's when this kapara takes place. However, if one looks closely at Midrashei Chazal, for example, Bereishit Rabbah and others, talking about this pasuk, and if you read it very, very carefully and sensitively, you see that that's not what how Chazal interpreted it, or at least not the only way that Chazal interpreted it. And one of the interpretations that Chazal give to this pasuk that I think is a fascinating one is, Ki vayom hazeh yichaper, not that on this day, but by means of this day, meaning that the thing with which the kapara is brought about is the Yom Kippur itself, is the Itzumo Shel Yom. Ki vayom hazeh yechaper, by means of this day, right, he is mechaper. And this, I think, is really the pshat in the pasuk, according to at least one interpretation of Chazal, and very arguably the pshat in the pasuk b'chol, at least one aspect of the pshat in the pasuk, that really explains to us exactly what it is that this concept of Itzumo Shel Yom Mechaper is, and what its origin is in Torah Shebichtav.